Wilhelmina Begley, always known in Ireland as the Queen of Country, 50 years travelling the road, filling venues wherever she appears, no matter what part of the world, here in Ireland, England, America, Australia. And she has a wonderful voice. Here, however, she's not actually singing country. She's singing the song, My Own Dear Galway Bay. Now, I think the first time I played this for you on Sounds Irish was the Dolores Keane version of it. And then I played, and this girl's name keeps coming up on the programme, Anne-Marie O'Riordan's version of it. But here, have a listen to Wilhelmina Begley and My Own Dear Galway Bay. And we'll dedicate this to any Galway listeners listening to me this week.
It's far away I am today from seeing Jean as a boy, and long but time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak by shores and creek the rugged rocks abound, but sweet and green the grass between that grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond, all wealth abound, and love that lives always. Bless every home beside your phone, my own dear Galway Bay. A heart of fire once more, for all the gold the world might hold, I'll never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sends, with neighbors old and gray, and I'd lay my bones neath churchyard stones beside you, Galway Bay. Upon my dying day, my soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
That's unusual from Wilhelmina Begley there, My Own Dear Galway Bay. Not a slight hint of country music in it at all. In fact, a very strange arrangement. I was just listening to it there. It sounded very sort of Englishy arrangements with the strings there, but nevertheless, beautiful. This is Mick Flavin, country singer, country and Irish, sings it very well. And this is entitled The Lights of Home. And when I saw this, I wondered if it was the same one that Deanna Durbin had out many years ago. I can see the lights of home. That's enough of the singing, Joe. No, it's not that one. But this is a song, when I heard it, I thought again of people far away from Ireland, thinking of, at this time, of the folks back home and remembering all the things that happen at home. Here's Mick Flavin and The Lights of Home.
I know tonight they're waiting for me, your letter lying on the floor. After I've read it, I close my eyes and see the lights of home. I picture each one round the table tonight, each little face clearly shown. I know my name will be part of your talk, I see the lights of home. See the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. So far away, I'm missing you. I see the lights of the baby gone to sleep, our busy days were called on. All the everyday things I recall, I see the lights of home. I see the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. Far away, I'm missing you, I see the lights of home. I see the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. So far away, I'm missing you.
Now, I was playing for you early Philomena Begley. Do you remember? My own dear Galway Bay. And I've explained to you before about Galway, and one of the districts of Galway is Connemara. What a beautiful place Connemara is. Lovely rugged hills, lakes and rivers, and the scenery is just out of this world. Here, Phil Campbell's going to sing for us the Connemara Cradle Song. And imagine a Connemara mother singing this song to her little baby, and she's lean your head over and hear the winds blow.
On wings of the wind, o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. O wings of the night, may your fury be crushed. May no one who's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, calm be the foe. Shine the light brightly and carry them home. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The currents are sailing way out on the be silver for baby and me. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The currents tomorrow will stay on the shore, and daddy goes sailing, a sailing no more. The nets will be drying, the nets heaven blessed, and safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over.
Now, this next track from Gaelic Storm mightn't be everybody's cup of tea, but I think it's very clever. And I think the dexterity of the musicians is just amazing. They're singing Whiskey, Whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. And this will definitely get your feet tapping.
Whiskey, Whiskey, Nancy Whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, Whiskey, Nancy Whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO.
I am a weaver, a Carlton weaver. I am a brash and a roving blade. I got silver in my breeches and I follow the roving trade.
Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO.
I went into Glasgow City, Nancy whiskey, I did smell. I walked in, sat down beside her.
7 long years,
I loved her well.
Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO.
The more I kissed her, the more I knew her.
The more I loved her, the more she smiled.
I forget my mother's teaching. Nancy soon had me beguiled.
Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO.
Woke up early in the morning, lying halfway off the bed.
Tried to rise, but I was not able.
Nancy damn near knocked me dead.
Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO.
I'll gang back to the Carlton weaving. Surely make those shuttles fly. I'll make more with the Carlton weaving than ever I did at the roving way.
Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO.
All you weavers, Carlton weavers, all you weavers, where you be?
Beware of whiskey, Nancy whiskey, she ruined you, she ruined me. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO. Whiskey, Biscayne and whiskey, whiskey, Biscayne and CO.
Well, you must say, it's unusual. Gaelic Storm and Nancy Whiskey. Oh, that certainly woke the parrot. Now, this next track I played, I'm almost sure I did, on the very first Sounds Irish way back in the day. If not on the first, certainly on the second. You all know that Dermot O'Brien was a wonderful musician. I'm not just saying that because he was a friend of mine. He's gone to God now and he's entertaining the angels. And he's probably writing songs like this one that was, well, certainly one of his biggest hits, if not his biggest. Telling the story of him on the road to Donegal. He was out near Oran Mór in the county Galway, and he met this young lady, and she said to him, come home to me father's house, and he did, and they played music, and then the next day he headed off to Donegal, and yet the thoughts of that lady and the shawl that she wore, the Galway shawl, stayed in his mind.
Near Oran Mór, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, oh no, not at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet me father, and play to please him above you. Oh, I played the blackbird and the stackyard-y, Rodney's glory and the fucking view. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears stood in her eyes of blue. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road far out Donegal. Said she goodbye, son. She cried and kissed me, but my heart remained with that Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder. Oh no. With a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
County Mayo in the west of Ireland has very, very happy memories for me. I lived there and worked there for 7 years. Here's John Kelly singing about a wonderful little town in Mayo called Westport.
There's a pretty spot in Erin's Isle, that land across the sea. The place where I was born and reared, it's ever calling me. But someday soon I'll pack my bags and back there I will go, to my humble home in Westport in the county of Mayo. Crowpatrick high up in the sky, 'tis there I'd love to climb. Around the bay I'd love to stray in the good old summertime. Sure, when I think of all those things and the friends I used to know, it's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. Sure, 'tis many years since first I left that little town so grand, and sailed away to seek my home in a far-off distant land. I thought I would be happy here, how little did I know. I left my happy days behind in the county of Mayo. Crowpatrick high up in the sky, 'tis there I'd love to climb. Around Clew Bay I'd love to stray in the good old summertime. Sure, when I think of all those things and the friends I used to know, it's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. Now that I'm going back again, I never more will roam. No matter where you wander, there's no place like your own. So pack your bags and follow me, and back there we will go, to our humble homes in Westport in the county of Mayo. Crowpatrick high up in the sky, 'tis there I'd love to climb. Around Clew Bay I'd love to stray in the good old summertime. Sure, when I think of all those things and the friends I used to know, it's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. It's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. It's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo.
John Kelly, hasn't that man got a great voice, telling us all about the wonderful town of Westport? Whenever Cork people get together, you can guarantee they will sing this song. Yes, you've guessed it. We're having the Tony Kenny version, and I don't think I've played this version of The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee on Sounds Irish before. I've played lots of other versions, but I don't think we've played the Tony Kenny version. And just before I play it, I just want to say that my good mother, God rest her soul, was from Cork, and she knew lots and lots of songs. But in all my life, I never once heard my mother sing this song, which I think was rather unusual. Now, maybe it was because she left Cork at a very early age, but nevertheless, she knew songs from Clare and Galway and Dublin, but I never heard her sing On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. And of course, as I've told you so many times before, the River Lee is the river on which Cork stands. Here's Tony Kenny.
How oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright. Here I dream that those joys would decay, when my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Murdive through each elm tree, where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. Where I sported and played neath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers? Then too, the evening sun sinking to rest sheds its golden light over the sea. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea.
I want to slow it down a bit now because we're having PJ Murray. PJ Murray is a singer that I've only just come across recently, but I have played a version of this song and I try to remember by whom it was. But this is called The Land of the Gael, and this is the man dreaming of his home back in Kerry, County Kerry, and the sun coming up and Mount Brandon, which is one of the most famous sites in County Kerry. And this is a lovely interpretation of The Land of the Gael from PJ Murray.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was westward of Dingle, on the golden sands of Bilbon, where I'd wait for the mountain of Brandon to appear in the red light of dawn. I'd gaze over Smerwick Harbour and the yacht with its billowing sail. My body is here in the Bowery, my heart's in the land of the gale. For the course of the drink is upon me, it softens my will and my brain, and whenever I save a few dollars, I fall off the wagon again. But I'm thinking of lovely Crufarin, the Blaskets and fair Kyaung Shibay. When the sun is a red ball of fire as it sets on the land of the gale. Now the wind, like a knife, it goes through me, and with hunger I'm ready to fall. And the snowflakes are swirling around me as I head for the church mission hall. But I hear the sweet song of the skylark, and I list to the curlew's sad wail, as over the ocean they call me to come back to the land of the gale. It's 50 long years since I left it, a young fellow still in my teens. Did I ever return? Now you ask me. I go back every night in my dreams. But the call of my homeland's all powerful, and I'm certain this time I'll not fail. Then I'll hear my own tongue, and again I'll be young when I'm home in the land of the gale.
Once again, one of those lovely, haunting Irish songs. Just like to point out also that he's talking about the land of the Gael. That's not G-A-L-E, of course, meaning the Gael, the Irish people.
Well, friends, that's our Sounds Irish programme for this week. And before I finish, I want to apologise for the voice, because we here in Ireland at the moment are having some wonderful autumn weather. I think you would call it fall in the US, but in the UK and other parts, you know what I'm talking about when I say autumn. Well, unfortunately, I have picked up some sort of strange occurrence with my voice. I don't know whether it's to do with pollen or whatever, but I hope it didn't spoil it for you. And don't forget, friends, the email address, everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Got an email the other day from a listener who wanted to know what is or what was or what. Tell me something about Everton. Well, I could go on for hours. But Everton, first of all, was the district of Liverpool that I grew up in, having emigrated when I was 6 years of age from Dublin to Liverpool. And also, it's the soccer team that I fanatically support. So I hope that cleared it up for you. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. But friends, if it's not, I also pray that you'll be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And this is Joe Bollard signing off for this week, saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.